The constitutional question over same-sex marriage was settled by the Supreme Court last June. But as one Tennessee couple recently discovered, there are some constitutions federal law can't touch. WKNO's Christopher Blank looks at a battle brewing within one of the country's oldest secret societies.
There's still an air of mystery surrounding the Freemasons, a secretive fraternal order dating back to the 17th century. Their symbols fuel action movies like National Treasure.
The unfinished pyramid, the all-seeing eye, symbols of the Knights Templar.
But inside most Masonic lodges are ordinary guys with two things in common. They believe in a higher power, and they enjoy charity work.
We embraced Freemasonry right away. We loved the idea of the fraternity coming together to promote charity in our community.
That's Dennis Clark, a corporate leadership trainer. The we includes his spouse, Mark Henderson, a deputy sheriff. They became Freemasons in 2007.
We were a couple then. Everybody knew that we were a couple.
Their lodge in Midtown Memphis leans liberal, just like the neighborhood. Sexuality wasn't discussed. They got down to work, raising money for charity and renovating their lodge. That all changed with one Facebook post, wedding photos, taken the same day the Supreme Court allowed them to marry. A few weeks later, they got a letter from the Grand Lodge of Tennessee in Nashville. Clark and Henderson were in violation of the Constitution's penal code.
Bullet number 27 that says that lewd conduct, engaging in or promoting homosexual activities, or cohabitating without benefit of marriage.
Their trial caught the attention of Masonic experts.
Pretty much overwhelmingly, most Masons agree that what goes on in a Freemason's bedroom is none of our business as a fraternity.
Chris Hodapp is author of Freemasons for Dummies. He says that only two state organizations ban gay men, Tennessee and Georgia. Their rules, he says, pose a dilemma for a national organization with a declining membership.
When a young man hears that Masons in a state are throwing gays out or have rules against them, they just see that as the whole organization doing that and not being isolated to a particular area.
Hodapp says that the couple suspension smells more of politics than policy. Chris Sanders of the Tennessee Equality Project agrees.
Certainly, the Supreme Court's marriage decision has intensified the fear and the focus among the far right on these kinds of so-called solutions to the issue.
Nashville's Grand Lodge is a few blocks away from the state capitol, where legislators have tried and mostly failed this year to pass laws in rebuke of marriage equality. Sanders believes the backlash is to openness. In the past, quasi-religious groups like private schools and Freemasons could turn a blind eye.
But if you're in a marriage, that's a public record. In a lot of small towns, all the marriages are published in the paper every week.
The Grand Lodge held Clark and Henderson's trial in Nashville without the couple present. Grand Master Philip Hastings, the current leader of Tennessee's Freemasons, did not respond to multiple interview requests. He did send a letter to lodges forbidding any open discussion of the matter. Some Masons, like Tom Evans in Memphis, were outraged.
What difference does it make? I don't care who you love. Doesn't matter to me. And I don't see why it matters to anybody else.
It did matter to Tennessee's Masonic leaders, who allegedly monitored Facebook pages, then threatened to revoke the charter of the Park Avenue Lodge if anyone talked to the media about their banished brethren. Evans shrugs.
If free speech isn't there, there's a problem. Considering some of the founding members of the country were Masons, I think that says a lot where we should be with this.
The gag order didn't sit right with Brian McMurray either. For him, democracy is the Freemasons' original toolbox.
Just like our leadership changes, so does the opportunity to fine-tune our Constitution. Constitutions aren't laid in stone. They're not supposed to be.
In March, Tennessee Freemasons will meet to elect a new Grand Master and vote on changes to the Constitution. One proposed amendment would remove the ban on homosexuality. But the writer of that amendment won't be there to argue a case for it. The writer was Dennis Clark. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.